Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
It is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And I'm going to start with Jessica Dante. What is your secret?
Something that is really important that I think a lot of companies and people on social media are not understanding to cut through, and we kind of talked about this earlier, but to cut through the noise and to cut through the competition, taking a stance on something and having an opinion on something is actually a really easy and free way to be able to do that. And especially on social media, where it's really easy to get people riled up, it actually can be good to do that, because if you have a stance on something and your company has a stance on something and it gets some people really angry, it also means you're going to reach the people who agree with that or who that resonates with. And they might not be as like chatty in the comments, but they're going to feel more connected to you and your brand. And that's what we find with Love in London. And that's a huge part of where our success over the last few years has come from. But I've heard this from a couple other people who run companies that are similar, and especially in the travel space, that it helps you to stand out, but also make sure that you reach the people who you're trying to reach and that it resonates with.
That's awesome. Donna Campbell, what is your secret?
I'm going to share something that a mentor of mine shared with me not too long ago. He is a financially independent person, and he said to me that it's no longer about giving and receiving. It is about receiving so that I can share. And then he shares a personal story of how he felt incredibly guilty. See, he sold over 9 million books out of all of the books that he has written. And he was feeling guilty that all of these trees, which were sacred where he's from, were being used for the books. So what he did to balance out the guilt was to donate money for more trees to be planted so the trees could keep giving so he could produce more books. And he said, I had to receive money first to be able to share and share back with the world. In this case, I'm sharing back to plant trees, which then brings joy to everybody else because it's in these beautiful parks. So we're to receive as entrepreneurs. So then we have the ability to share philanthropy in different venues instead of the reciprocal balance giving, receiving to the same person.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. So Ian L. Patterson, what is your secret?
I think the secret is that entrepreneurs and business leaders are just people too. And at the end of the day, if you can look at somebody who's potentially in a position of authority and power and think, oh, I could never think to reach out and talk to them, just remember that they're people too. And in fact, some of the most humble, giving, generous people that I've had the opportunity to meet with have been the people who I would ordinarily think, wow, these people are way too impressive and are not going to give me the time of day. But just reach out. Just reach out and amazing things will happen.
That's great advice. Richard, what is your secret?
Great points. I think that if you're trying to persuade somebody of something, tell a story and don't make arguments. Because I think even speaking as an attorney, right, we make our arguments, but they have to have an emotional appeal. And so if you want to change somebody's mind or move them in a particular direction, logic is not going to do it. You have to hit them in the heart and then they'll open up and consider your position. So I think stories are very important.
Well, that's excellent. And mine this time is going to be, don't forget about the power of networking. I think during COVID, we all just kind of huddled into ourselves and it's slowly opening up now. I don't know that we're still seeing as many people going to things as we used to, but networking is so powerful and you never know when you're really going to need your network for whatever you're doing. So get out there and network, and it's fun.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.